another game again for you. Plus, you got a cup game this time next week, roughly, and a game in between. It's a busy little period, this, isn't it?
I think from now until the end of the season, it picks up and it goes manic with fixtures Saturday, Tuesday. But to be honest with you, you know, if you'd ask the players, that's what they prefer. They prefer the game. So the more the better, obviously. We've just got to make sure that we recover well and we don't pick up any injuries or suspensions and keep everybody right. And we're looking forward to tomorrow night's game now.
Any bumps and bruises from the aftermath of Saturday?
There was a few bumps and bruises. And obviously the amount of effort that the players gave, a different type of game in itself. So we've been trying to get as many as recovered as we possibly can in time for tomorrow night.
Yeah, in this competition then, I mean, I know you've been a bit critical of it. Well, not a bit, you've been quite a lot critical of it in the last couple of months.
You mean the fact that people can make 11 changes in the FA Cup at the weekend and don't get fined, but if I make 11 in the... or make more than 5, I get fined, yeah.
That is quite extraordinary, isn't it, when you put it that way?
Well, it is, isn't it? You know, you've had the FA Cup this weekend, which is the biggest cup competition, I'd argue, in Europe, not just in England. And teams can make 11 changes, and rightly so, and don't get fined, which is, again, rightly so. Yeah, in this tournament, if I don't play 5 from Saturday, we get fined. It doesn't add up.
Did your team selection on Saturday have one eye on tomorrow? Because
No. The selection on Saturday was to try and beat Barnsley, and we had a good go at that.
How would you assess the competition just in general? Obviously, you've reached this stage and you're a game away from the quarterfinals now, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, what it does provide is it provides a game of football for people on the fringes, if you like, to have first team football experience. But the restriction is obviously it doesn't enable me to play as many as our youth team players or young players that I would like to play because they weren't involved on Saturday's game. And the tournament's been designed to try and help, you know, bridge the gap for the bigger boys, but a hindrance to us and our youth development.
Is this now, I mean, I appreciate you want to win every game, but is this now a competition where you actually will look at it and think we can actually win this?
All we're doing is going game by game, and every game we play, and I know it's a cliche, but we're trying to win every game that we compete in, and tomorrow will be no different, mate. I know it's obviously a different competition, but it's a game of football at the end of the day, and we've seen it this morning in training with the players that they've played a game and they want to win that one.
But at what stage does it come into your mind, actually, this could be a trophy, that you could actually win it? Or is it already? Are you already thinking that way or not at all?
No, I'm not thinking that way. I'm honestly just thinking, right, who can we look after Saturday? Who are we going to play tomorrow? And then at the same time, can we try and get through?
The fact that you've got an away game on Saturday and then you're away at Barnsley the following weekend, you're pretty pleased that you're at home.
Yeah, especially when the draw got made, you know. But no, it is what it is, isn't it? You're delighted that you're at home again, and the draws have been good to us in that sense, with Barnsley being at home at the weekend. But, you know, it's another game of football, and the mentality that we're trying to encourage and develop even further is we want to win every game that we compete in.
What type of challenge will Wickham under Gareth Ainsworth possess?
They're flying. He's been magnificent, haven't they? Yeah. And we've just got to compete with them and match whatever they give and give a bit more for ourselves and hopefully produce a bit of quality to win the game.
Guess it shows what you can do if you get you get onto a roll like Wickham have done, and he's dragged them right up, hasn't he?
No, exactly. And done brilliant with it. And the same with Cambridge. They're the same. So. It just shows you what's possible, when you start winning football matches.
I know you spoke to Chizzy on Saturday. He said that there'd been nothing in for Brad Potts.
No.
Is that still the situation?
Yeah, it's still the same, which, I'm delighted about. And, I thought his performance on Saturday was one of the best of the seasons from him because of that. Mentally, he was very good and produced the levels that obviously have got some clubs interested in him. But no, there's been no bids. And so, you know, we can't go any further with that.
Are you more about keeping what you've got than adding to it? Is that the situation at Blackpool at the minute?
I think you're always looking to keep the ones that you've got. But at the same time, if the right one came available, we'd certainly have to be interested for sure.